Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Depending on where you are in Radioland, it could be good morning. We'd like to welcome you to the Dr. Fred Says Show, where we bring you live from Miami, Florida, Dr. Fred Valdez. And presently, he teaches part-time at a medical school close to Miami. And his background is emergency medicine, and he spent many years studying complementary medicine. Within his team are doctors, chiropractors, therapists, alternative healthcare practitioners, and professional athletes. And every week for the last several years, we get together, and he talks about the state of health in the world today with me. And today, he's doing a very interesting show, because we've been delving into essential oils for about the past year and a half now, I guess, maybe almost two. And frankincense is a very interesting oil. Of course, we all recognize it from centuries ago. And today, there's some latest studies he's going to bring forth. And both of us have croaky throats, so we apologize in advance. He's been traveling, and it's dry here where I am. So we would like to maybe give you a little bit shorter show today, but jam-packed with very interesting studies. So I'll pass the call over to you, Dr. Fred Valdez.
Well, thank you, Denise. And, you know, it's a great topic because we're so excited with essential oils. And, again, you know, I like to preface the whole thing by saying that there's a big difference. What's happening with essential oils is really, really exciting. You know, 30 years ago or so, 40 years ago, even 20 years ago, they were kind of on the fringe of holistic health. And some people knew about them. Some people used them for a long time. But it never actually approached mainstream medicine. That is not so anymore. And the reason for that is the number of trials that were being done, started being done 10 years ago, 12 years ago or so, and they have brought essential oils actually to the mainstream to the point, and this is a business phrase, but I like to mention it as well, that the essential oil industry is projected to be, I believe it's a $62.4 billion industry worldwide by the year 2019. So that tells you, and one of the reasons that's propagating that is the credibility, the evidence-based clinical trials that have proven that there is benefit to essential oils. So all that said, and I'm glad I remember this at the beginning of the show, I used to do it in the middle, whatever, we have to say that it's just compliance and it's just the fact that we have to live with from the FTC and so on. That none of the products that we talk about here are meant to treat, diagnose, cure, mitigate, or prevent any diseases. All that said, there's new studies that reveal the anti-cancer properties of the frankincense oil. I'm not saying anything that's made up. It's stuff that has been coming out in studies and so on. So, frankincense, tradition tells us that the wise men gave the king of Israel gifts of gold to honor their royalty, frankincense as perfume and myrrh for anointing. And I'm sure there's some truth to this, but there are sources now claiming that the wise men, which, by the way, they were not just magical men, they were the medicine men of the time from the East, were actually being more practical by giving the baby Jesus this precious, costly essential oils that could double up as potential medical remedies. And let us not forget that essential oils for many, many years had a much higher price than gold in many trading countries. So frankincense benefits, for over 5,000 years has had many vital uses. And, of course, being an anointing oil, we can read it in the Bible and so on. But, of course, as we find out more evidence today, we can name some of those benefits overall by reducing inflammation, cancer fighting, which we're going to talk about a little bit today, and boosts immunity, fights infections, and improves anxiety. It's one of those calming oils. It's also great for the skin. It reduces acne, and it's great for skin health overall. Now, there's research, very recent, folks. I'm talking research that was 6 months ago, a year ago, and so conducted by the University of Leicester in the UK that actually rekindled the theory that the wise men weren't just bringing wealth to Jesus, but medicine as well, because it demonstrates the potential of treating, for example, ovarian cancer using the frankincense oil. So there's a compound, I'm just going to call it AKDA. It's one of the compounds from frankincense oil. That there was a recent study done with ovarian cancer cell lines that definitely showed that it's effective in killing cancer cells. And this was done 6 months ago by the University of in the UK, University of Leicester in the UK. So this is serious stuff, folks. This proved that the cancer, the potential for this oil to treat cancer in the clinical trial has a very, very promising future for the additional treatment of ovarian cancer. And as we know, ovarian cancer is one of those cancers that, you know, it's not a good cancer, of course, but it's one of those cancers that's really bad. It proved the potential cancer killing of frankincense oil. Now, natural treatment with frankincense, people who have added Boswellia, which is a cerata, which is the fancy name for frankincense oil, to a cancer care plan, they find themselves with double benefits because of the anti-inflammatory properties. I'll give you one example. One of the things when patients with cancer that have chemotherapy, for example, cancer of the brain, one of the things that we do with patients, we have to give them steroids, you know. And sometimes, I'm sure a lot of the listeners have heard this before, you know, the cure is worse than the disease sometimes, and that is so true. But, you know, the thing is that the limitations we have with cancer are still very limited. You know, I tell my students when I lecture sometimes, you know, 50 years ago, what were the three treatments that we used for cancer? Well, basically surgery, radiation, and surgery. Pretty much nothing has changed in the last 50 years. We are a lot more sophisticated in targeting the tumors today. We have ways of giving chemotherapy that are a lot more directed towards the tumor. We can implant, radiated seeds in the prostate, for example, and provide radiation. You know, the bottom line is that even though we have surgical techniques that have really, really improved, that we have robotic surgery today for prostate and so on and so on. Those are great, great advances that have improved the patient's survivability and so on. But basically the bottom line is this, that still the drugs we use, the chemotherapy we use to treat cancer, have side effects that sometimes are not, sometimes are worse than disease. We all know that. In the case of brain cancer, you know, the steroids that we use to reduce the inflammation on the brain, the side effects are really, really, really horrible. So, you know, thankfully, frankincense offered a natural solution to this horrible issue. Back in 2014, the journal Cancer published the results of a 44-person clinical trial evaluating how brain swelling was affected by frankincense. Now, on this study, 60% of the patients displayed 75% reduction in greater in cerebral swelling after being treated with 4,200 milligrams per day of frankincense. Folks, this is very significant. This is a very recent study, and this is one of the problems that we have dealt with cancer for a long, long time. And again, the other anti-inflammatory options are not ideal because of the side effects. Now, the results were so significant that scientists are now urging the medical community to consider prescribing this essential oil instead of steroids. Let me repeat that. The group of scientists who are involved here are urging the medical community to consider prescribing this essential oil instead of steroids for cancer patients assigned to radiation protocols and treatment. This is exciting, and this is really and this is not hearsay. This is not folk tales. This is actually based on clinical trials, folks. So it adds a lot of validity to this whole treatment. So you know, in their words, they hope this spreads like wildfire within cancer treatment circles. So you know, the future. It's really, really very promising for treatments that include essential oils, and especially frankincense. You know, and cancer is second leading cause of death, depending on the location of the cancer in the United States, next to heart disease. But, you know, even as an anti-inflammatory property, inflammation is tied to pretty much every disease and condition that we have. So, and also it increases and I won't go into the scientific details on this, but it does increase the immune system. you know, it works with the cytokines, the interferon, and we've heard about interferon gamma and looking for treatments before. Well, this does it naturally. It also interacts with T cells, you know, the CD4 and CD8, which is generally low in AIDS patients. So, you know, by boosting the immune system and keeping inflammation down, those are the two main key ingredients without side effects. Boosting the immune system and keeping inflammation down are two tremendous weapons that we have that offer no side effects, that are simple, and by the way, inexpensive to use when you consider the cost of cancer treatments, which is just something that's astronomical. So, you know, again, let me repeat again the disclaimer. You know, we like to be very open with that. Our company, CG International, is a strong believer in providing accurate and ethical information on this. This is not meant to treat, diagnose, mitigate, cure any diseases. But all that said, folks, the amount of evidence that is surfacing and surging in a very fast pace is really leading us towards a path where I predict it's already there, but I predict it's going to be a lot bigger, that essential oils, and especially frankincense as one of them, is going to be part of a mainstream medical treatment for some patients and many patients and many forms of cancer. So all that said, then the question remains, you know, what oils? Because, you know, like everything else, once something becomes popular, folks, and if you listen to the show, you know this, once something becomes popular, then everybody rushes into the bandwagon. Everybody jumps in. I got one here. Mine's cheaper. You know, I can sell mine for $10. Or, you know, I got essential oils in the flea market for $5 and so on. So it's like becomes like a very confused jungle out there. It happens. The same thing happens with supplements and so on and so forth, and vitamins and so on. Just the nature of the beast. It's the nature of the market. So let me just give you some facts why we have a very unique line of essential oils. We are part of CG International, a company that was founded by a man called Ken Brailsford, who's an icon in the wellness industry. It's a man who took a very respected man in the wellness industry, who took two companies to the billion-dollar level in sales starting many years ago. He had sold those companies. It's still very active, and he was retired. And he decided to get back into the wellness industry after seeing a documentary on the Discovery Channel on the tree called Moringa oleifera. And I'm giving you this as a background of why we have to trust the sources. The main thing, folks, when you put something in your body that's going to work inside your body at the cell level, you need to check the source. The source is everything. It's not the price. It's the source. Again, you can buy cheap things in the flea market, but who knows what's going into your body. So I wouldn't do that. I would not do that if it's going into my body. So this company started to grow, CG International. Then they started with a weight management program based on Moringa oleifera. And then they opened an essential oil division called the Ameo Division of Essential Oils. And they have a fantastic group of scientists that started this. World-known authorities on essential oils were attracted to us and came to us, like Dr. Penuel from France, he's an MD, who's a world-known authority on essential oils. He was attracted to us. He came to us because of what he saw. So we were able to produce the only clinical-grade oils in the market. That is really, really important because that tells you it's the same purity and quality that was used on the clinical trials. So it's not the oil you buy at the flea market for $3, $4, or $10, or whatever. They went into a lot of expense and research to be able to do this. Now, on top of that, we have a vetting process called Cert-5, and that's another five steps past that that ensure that the oils are organic, when the case is needed. And the oils, where the sources are from, who the vendors are, and so on, when were they collected, the material, the prime material source. So it's the five step that ensures even further that these oils are the best you can get on the market, period, at any price. By the way, every bottle has a code number on the bottom that you can put into a website, and it tells you the whole story on that batch, on that oil. you know, when was done, when was it bottled, and so on and so forth. Everything you want to know about that oil, bottle per bottle. You can put the code and look it up on a website that tells you everything you need to know. So, again, very excited, Denise, with frankincense oil. It's something that, you know, many people use it just for the scent because it smells great and so on. But no. This is therapy. We're talking about options that are open, and they're more and more and more being proven, clinically proven, that they do have good effects on conditions such as cancer and so on and so on and so many other health conditions. And it's a great option that we have. It's another weapon in the armament that we have to fight all these horrible diseases that affect society in so many ways. So, Denise, if you have any comments, I'll pass the show back to you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That's very interesting. I've known about frankincense in the alternative healthcare world for a number of years now, and it is very powerful. It is often, if of good quality, like Dr. Fred Valdez was just telling us, to find the quality is most important, especially with an oil like frankincense. And it is not an inexpensive oil, but it is very potent. And it can be used in your diffuser. It can be used, you only need a drop because of the high concentration of these oils are so potent. You can just put one drop under the soles of your feet and one for each foot, and you have basically given the body a really good shot of frankincense for the body to utilize to its best ability. So on that note, I'm sure that our audience knows that they can listen to these shows. They're recorded, but perhaps would like to pass this show on to a family member, and maybe they have a question for you or two. Would you like to give your email address out to our audience?
Absolutely. By the way, let me just add one more comment that I just remember in my notes here. One of the reasons why this oil works so good, and again, we always go back, and we did a couple of shows, or three or four on this. It goes back to genetic expression. We are finding out more and more. The future is genetic makeup of everybody. So, you know, it's like we did a show, I believe, One Hat Doesn't Fit All, when we talk about weight management and so on. Well, guess what? The more and more we see, Denise, is that if you can actually induce your genetic makeup to produce antibodies and so on, that is the future. That's where the future is at. And it's here now. And one of the reasons, one of the ways that frankincense oil works is because of that. The study actually demonstrated at the University of Kentucky that it actually works through genetic expression. And I know we've done shows on that, and that very exciting field. We are at the cutting edge of all this fantastic technology. So, of course, last comment I wanted to make. And then my email, with pleasure, I'll be more than happy to answer any questions to anyone. FredValdez56@gmail.com. That's FredValdez56@gmail.com. And, of course, as always, Valdez is spelled with an S. It doesn't change from show to show.
Well, thank you. And our shows are always recorded, and sometimes that can take the rendering, say, up to a half an hour. It's usually fairly quickly after the show is over. So just be known that the show will be there in at least a half an hour, so it's really good. So on that note, we'd like to thank you very much for all that you do, all the research that you do, and your time. And we'd like to thank our audience also for continuing to support this show. And have a lovely week, everyone. Bye-bye.